Well, I've heard, now I'll tell you, I've heard them use the term culls. You know, say maybe they'd get a group of animals and they would pick out the culls, as they call it. That would be the poorer type, the lower, you know, the less, the worst type they'd be. Now, whether there's another term for that, I don't know, but I have heard that used.
And that might apply.
It's like they say they cull them out. It would mean they pick them out, or they, you know, they pick out or select like the poorer ones and pick them out separate from the better ones.
And that might be applied to all types of livestock.
Well, it might be. Okay. As far as I would know.
Now, you mentioned castration, they perform on these animals. So with a bull, you get a steer, and with a ram, you get a...
It's a wether. It's called a wether.
With a boar, you get a...
Oh, let's see, what is they call a boar, a sheep, a pig? Oh, what is it? My gosh, they must have some name.
Is it kind of like that, the name for that thing you can push around? A wheel?
A barrel.
There's
something they call a barrel in a pig. Now, I don't know what that means. Whether that means or a young pig, or whether that's been a pig that's, like you say, it may, but I have heard that term.
Okay.
But I can't think of us ever using it, the word, you know, in connection with what we have.
Now, did they ever perform that operation on chickens? To your knowledge?
Well, they do, but they never did that I ever know. But they do have what they call, is it capon? How do you pronounce it exactly?
I'm not sure.
But that's one. They have some way of process of going in there that they remove those, well, I guess the testicles, whatever it is, in the chicken. I know, because I've cleaned so many chickens in my life, I know what they are. But, and they grow. Oh, they grow. They grow huge and they grow fast. Huh. And they're really something special, I guess, to eat.
No,
we never had
With bulls, do they call that anything when they eat that? Is that some sort of
Well,
delicacy?
They used to eat that on those calves. When they brand and they castrate the little calves, it's not the grown old bulls. Here is a term they use for them. My Rocky Mountain oysters is one thing they use them. And then, but they're really the testicles. Do they have another word for them? Oh, and I think I cooked some once in my life and want nothing to do with them. And they're an awful job to clean, and they're so slimy, and you've got to cut something to squeeze this particular out, and they've got to be washed. And I think they put some kind of a breading or something and cooked them. No, I guess some people really like them. We have a lady priest here, and she told me, she said the first time, or maybe the only time she ever ate them was at our ranch years ago. And I didn't even know her, but she said she knew my daughter when Margaret was alive, and that she had Rocky Mountain oysters up there. But that's all I know. That's what they call them, just a slang name, you know, I guess.
Now, from all those years on the ranch, do you remember ways you would call in types of animals? For example, what call would you use to call in the cows?
Oh, land. I don't think you had much way to call. You might have some old pet milk cow that might pay attention if you went out to call. But
would you call by name?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just don't think you ever done it enough that I could even...
Or to call chickens or pigs?
Well, chickens, yes. You can call chickens and chicky, chicky, chicken. Maybe they'll come when you're wanting to feed them. And
pigs?
Pardon?
To feed the pigs, what call would you give them?
Well, I don't know if we ever did much, because if you went to feed them, they was in a pen. You just went there and fed them.
They were always there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, with horses, how would you call a horse?